We're back, everyone. Anne's already laughing. It's a great day. It's day three of Shop Talk. It's March 20th, 2018. Quite the whirlwind day. 3 days in Vegas, nonstop meetings, nonstop networking, but it couldn't be better. But we're both a little ragged. Have another networking dinner to go to tonight, but we are very excited. So give you a rundown of the day. The day started off bright and early with a brisk walk in the morning over to the Wynn Hotel to see Ava Retail's installation of what they're calling their version of technology that enables the Amazon Go store. And so we actually saw it set up in a hotel room, basic convenience store operation, and it worked flawlessly from their demo perspective. And what we also learned is they've actually had an installation out in San Francisco in a WeWork facility since October, actually longer than Amazon Go has been open to the public. So intriguing, a lot of companies going after this space. It was cool to see it firsthand. We haven't been to Amazon Go yet, definitely want to, but it was cool to see another company like Ava get into that game. What do you think, Anne? Anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, it was, what was their accuracy? Like 99.67% accuracy.
That's exactly what it was.
Flawless checkout experience, and they deliver a receipt within 10 seconds or something like that. So, a really interesting company to watch. I was really impressed by that.
Yeah, juxtapose that. I'll jump ahead, kind of skip around here today because today was one of those kind of days, but closing the day off with actually getting to see a presentation on Bingo Box out of China, which for those of you that haven't seen it, I highly encourage you to Google that. It's basically a fully automated convenience store / vending machine in the Chinese market. So you juxtapose Ava Retail, Amazon Go ideas, but this actual true installation in China that's already catching that country by storm. Really interesting to see. Completely unmanned operation. They said the amazing statistic of the actual operating cost, I think excluding the leasing cost of the space, only $600 a month.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable to have that type of operation.
Anybody
efficiency.
Can do that.
Yeah. So
any apartment building, any building, I mean,
it's unreal. So we'll see how that starts to hit the national U.S. landscape. And then the other probably big call-outs for, I think, for me, and I know having talked to Anne already a little bit, is we had some keynotes. And we had some high keynotes, and we had some low keynotes. And what was your high keynote of the day?
Well, it was great to see Glossier. Emily Weiss presented, and right away I was captured by how well she presented. And what you said that was interesting was that you saw her 3 years ago and she was reading off of a sheet of paper presenting, and she just was flawless. She was engaging. She told the story about, you know, how to truly interact with your customers. She's clearly doing this. She's, you know, walking the walk with that. And I think everybody was really impressed by her. Some really startling statistics. It's going to be beauty is going to be $1 trillion industry by 2030. I thought that was amazing. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting and kind of was counter to like what Nike and some of the other brands were presenting was that she said people are looking to other people to get feedback. And we see that with reviews all the time. But Nike was talking about, you know, how they have chatbots with expert runners. Mm-hmm. But she's like, people don't want to hear from the experts. They want to hear from other people. And she's had wild success doing that. Mm-hmm. And again, just got another $52 million in funding.
She was super impressive. I was blown away by her. Probably the most impressive person in the show, in my opinion. I think to your point, I think what she does a really good job of understanding to me and that I've learned from her is it's about the brand. And the brand is really about your customers. It's not about any one individual. It's not about her. It's not about the CEO. It's not about the C-suite. It's not about the founder. It's about the customers ultimately and empowering the customers to actually make the choices to drive the strategic decisions that will determine the outcome of your business. Yeah, it's scary, but at the end of the day, she's realized that that's actually an incredibly empowering thing to give control to her customer base, and she's benefited from it. And I think we can all definitely learn from it. I know I'm going to give it a lot of thought.
Well, that was the high, Chris, but I was sitting next to you during the Walmart, Andy and Mark talking about Bonobos and what's going on with Walmart, and there were audible noises coming from you and several other people.
Yeah, for me and the whole crowd. That was the highlight of the day for sure. So Andy Dunn and Mark Lori, being interviewed on stage by Jason Del Rey of Recode. And I got to give him credit, man. That guy.
Cojones.
Wow. He just went after it. Was not afraid to ask him any questions. I mean, a number of things stood out. Number one, there could not have been more distance between the two of them on a couch. I mean, I think Ed McMahon sat closer to Bob Hope on Johnny Carson's couch, even though, you know, he was on a separate couch. But it was wild. Like, Jason went right after Mark about how long he's going to be at Walmart. Now Mark's hedging and saying, I'm going to be there at least 5 years, which 5 years isn't something I've heard. Maybe it's been out reported, but I haven't personally read that. And then also he went right after him about the Q4 results that they had. And Mark's answer, you know, quite frankly, it was hard to understand. And,
yeah, I agree.
And hard to believe. And then my favorite personal thing, which I tweeted about, was, you know, Andy Dunn talked about, you know, why he was intrigued by, you know, selling his company to Walmart. And it was because of a trip he made to Arkansas. And he realized just how broad the Walmart consumer was, because there was vegan cookie dough in the Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas. Mm. So I thought that was a
deep.
Yeah, that was a deep,
so deep.
Bullshit soundbite that I just don't really believe that someone really thought that. And that was what led to that decision. So it was not an impressive showing from them. I didn't understand where they were going strategically. Jason did a great job of questioning that. But who knows? Time will tell. Like I said, give him another year and we'll hear more about it. And he deserves a year, but man, I don't know. I don't see the secret sauce in what they're trying to pull off right now at all. I'm trying to think. What else? Anything else just to close it up that we saw?
Yeah, I think the other standout for me was a company that I saw at a panel talking about new store design. And I think we saw a lot of this in the real estate portion of this too, but just repeats on these pop-up stores and how this is technically innovation, yes. But a company called Appear Here, who is calling themselves the Airbnb for retailers. So it is actually somebody who is doing something to really help small startup brands get, you know, their Etsy shop into a storefront by giving them an interface just like Airbnb to select a location, a price, and a duration of time that they want to do a actual pop-up store. Mm-hmm. And they've had wild success turning old spaces, even a bathroom and a tube station in London that they've converted into a pop-up store. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was really interesting and will be fun to follow where they go as that brand evolves.
Yeah, for sure. No, that is super interesting. And yeah, and the other, probably the last thing I'd highlight is we had the chance to close the day. We interviewed, and we'll put this podcast out later. We did about a 15-minute interview with Ted Mann, the CEO of Slice. And so that was really interesting to hear his thoughts on visual search technology and how it could change retail. So stay tuned for that. I won't spoil it too much, but a really interesting discussion, and really thankful that he took the time with us, OmniTalk, to sit down and share his thoughts for the day. So that's it, day three. We're going to head out now to do some more networking and talk some more shop and some more retail. As always, everyone, faithful listeners and readers, be careful out there.